Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Take two! For those of you that joined the dress rehearsal and decided to come back for again.
Alright. I don't know. We got one of our friends. Can we tell him where he works and all that or no?
Probably a show, right?
I wouldn't do that. No, we can't tell you where he works, but he came in here and he's like, this is the problem. So I think we're good. So give me
he didn't do that at all.
What did he do then?
He just pointed out what I did to fix the problem. And then he walked down there and asked for a free beer.
We're getting crystal clear. Wait, if it's crystal clear, give me some Vaseline for the lens. I don't look good on crystal clear these
all
days.
All he said was spit on it.
Ron has Vaseline.
Ron, you got Vaseline, right, Ron?
Come on, L. Ron, get over here.
Where were we?
Gephards!
Yeah, we're at Gephards. Welcome back, boys. All right, Darren Albertson, cheers. You guys might as well give us, what, $200 for coming back?
I think about
two. We could have went home. We could have went home.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers, cheers. Cheers.
We get $200. I'll drink a seltzer. Yeah.
All right. Oh, Spanish king. All right.
Inbred.
Now we just got to deal with this, the noise of New York City.
Ron, tell your people to move. Oh, look, you got the Raskin's band as an ambulance chaser.
Raskin, move.
Oh, boy. All right. Take two. We lost half our audience, but at least we're back.
You weed Andy out the Ballin. That's right.
Yeah. We probably weeded out the haters.
Oh, shit. Oh, you missed that one.
What happened?
Say it again, Jen.
What did Jen say now?
Oh, we lost two people.
Oh, that's just great.
Yeah. That's wow, you're getting heckled.
I said I lost half my audience.
Family, it's family in here.
And Jennifer Purr says, yeah, you lost two people. That's just great.
Piss and vinegar.
All right. Where were we? We were talking about how Ron sucks. We were talking about...
he spits. We didn't bat the earthquake.
I can suck a golf ball.
Oh, we should talk about the fake-ass earthquake.
That's right.
It wasn't fake. I was 500 feet in the air. It was pretty scary.
Oh, I think it's...
It was way more impressive than that stupid eclipse crap.
Yeah. Eclipse.
The eclipse was stupid.
The damn moon getting in the way of my sun. Now, what does it mean we have two of those things in the same three-day period?
Nothing.
Smoke them if you got them.
One's predictable. The other one's fake.
Right.
Too many people are coming to take us away.
Look, I didn't feel shit.
I don't think this was meant to be today.
I think they're going to slow down. They're slowing down. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, they're pulling up. Oh, they're going
to go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know why we had a problem live streaming. The building's on fire.
Nah.
Right, fire. Oh, they're going down the street. Okay, now they calm down with the engine. Why were they looking at us?
Because they knew we were live streaming with high quality video.
All right, very good. All right, I think the video's good. The audio's good. All right, so the earthquake.
It's just the content that sucks.
Yo, hey!
Come on here.
What happened?
Come on. Set me up for that one.
All right, so first of all, the earthquake was very impressive. I was 500 feet in the air, and I thought there was an explosion in my building.
How many feet?
Then I thought there was
5,000 feet.
Then I thought they were doing construction either above me or below me, and then I was like, what's that? And then I was like, wait, that was an earthquake? Went on social media, and sure enough, yes. But my building shook for a good... Well, now that it's been a few days, I'm going to exaggerate. It shook for about 20 minutes.
That's right.
No, it was like 10 or 15 seconds, right?
It was significant.
I was on the west side myself.
And then my dog jumped up. He was freaking out. And, you know, the animals, they feel this stuff, right? Engine 40 on location. So, no, I thought the earthquake was impressive. But I don't know. What do you think, Rob? Littlefoot? Yeah,
Robert.
Where were you for the big earthquake?
I was in my studio in Hoboken.
It's not even his cupboard.
I'm happy to report the whiskey bottles and the bond survived.
Oh, good.
But nothing broke.
Thank God. Thank God for us that survived.
Yes.
No?
That's good. I missed the aftershock at 6. I was in Brooklyn.
I felt it.
I felt the aftershock.
I didn't feel shit.
The aftershock was a 4.0. I definitely felt it.
I felt the aftershock.
I'm so alone in this world.
But I was at a German beer hall in Brooklyn, so it could have been the stomping of the feet that I confused with.
German beer hall.
Wasn't there.
All right.
Could have been the Blitzkrieg.
Could have been.
You're saying it lasted 30 seconds.
Could have been the railroad.
JQ from the blue line.
The peanut gallery is better than the crew here. Yeah.
If you didn't hear JQ, she said maybe it was Bob Kelly. Holy crap. I didn't have a problem with Bob Kelly, but he should have taken the joke. Get in here. Get in here, beautiful.
Get on the lap.
Sit on Robert's lap.
No, he should sit on my lap.
This is JQ.
What's going on?
So Bob Kelly should have taken that little jab, right?
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, y'all play hard on the roof like that, so I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, then he took a sledgehammer to me, and then I took a sledgehammer back to him.
Yeah, but you fat shamed him, you know.
Oh, did I?
Everybody's so sensitive, you can't fat shame.
But when was this?
Well,
a few days ago.
Look, here's my rap on the whole thing. If you're a bigger person, Ron, look away.
Earmuffs, Ron, earmuffs.
This is Ron, therapy.
Ron,
bitters and fatties, don't look.
Ron, look away. No. If you're a big person or you used to be a big person, you shouldn't be the one on social media going, was that an earthquake? Because people are going to go after you. Did you see what happened to Governor Christie? He did the same thing and people killed him online.
They did.
They destroyed him. So when Bob Kelly tweeted, was that an earthquake? I just said, stop jumping rope.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, he left himself open. That was easy.
Thank you, JQ.
Yeah, it was easy.
I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
He did lose weight, though.
He lost weight.
That's good for him.
Fuck him. You
fucker. I don't really have a problem with the guy. Whatever.
If you have a problem with Robert Kelly, I have a problem with Robert Kelly. I will break out the martial arts on you, sir.
You do martial arts?
No.
No, it's partial arts.
Huh? Yeah, partial arts, right.
No, I'm going to go learn something.
All right.
It's a Hebrew hammer over there.
Pull up a chair for the young lady. I don't know if we have more.
Yeah, sit. Go ahead. You sit. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the JQ.
No, you're fine.
This is the JQ. She was friends with Patrice O'Neill. She has the unfortunate pleasure, maybe, of representing Ron the Wade. No, I don't know. I don't know what you do for Ron. I feel like you do something with him.
Yeah, I'm stuck with Ron.
You're stuck with Ron the waiter.
Yeah, it's like the Bill Murray movie. Where's Bob? You know, that's what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
What about Bob?
Yeah.
Matt, did you feel the earthquake?
I didn't feel the earthquake.
Really?
I was driving.
Where were you?
In suspension. On the West Side Highway.
When it happened.
And nothing. Absolutely nothing.
The whole highway.
And then my wife called me. She's like, I felt the aftershock, and I called her a liar.
Right.
Were you on a bike or in a car?
In a car.
On a floating highway, by the way.
It was a Z71.
The West Side Highway.
Oh, no, I was on the low side, down in like the 30s.
Oh, okay.
Stuck in traffic.
Listening to
Creedence Clearwater with the kids.
Nice. Right. Nathan,
did you say that?
Fortunate Son?
Wait, what did you say?
The helicopters came from
Are you allowed to talk about music?
Yeah, what happened? What did I miss about the CCR? I love the CCR.
I was listening to CCR during the earthquake.
Oh, you were listening to CCR. See, I should listen to you better. What song was it?
Well, we listened to everything.
Green River?
We listened to Green River. Absolutely.
Green River.
The Grapevine. By the way, my favorite band is the California Raisins.
What? Come on, stop.
Gotta be.
That's nobody's favorite band.
So good.
Your favorite band is the California Raisins?
Yeah. Now, for a moment.
What? Can you explain yourself on that one?
No. Why should I? Well, first off, we were listening to Creedence, and I was trying to introduce my two-year-old to Creedence Clearwater, and then we listened to...
And then I heard it through the grapevine,
and I said, oh, wait, honey. Forget Creedence. California Raisins.
I used to have that on
mine. Paul Walker looks like a raisin now.
You went California Raisins for your daughter.
I realize I love it.
No, you don't love
it. So good.
You don't love it. I know what you like.
You don't love the commercial?
You don't love it.
No, the band.
No, there was a commercial for California.
Well, yeah, the band was in the commercial.
What songs did they do besides Heard It Through the Grapevine?
Nowhere to Run. They did a bunch of soul songs.
All the old songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Okay, so that was my earthquake.
I want to see that.
What?
You and Bob fight. Maybe Ron and Bob fight.
I ain't fighting with Bob Kelly. He would squish me.
Oh, God. Tyson and Paul all over again.
All right.
He looks like George the Animal Steele, the wrestler. He looks like he could eat a
Bob Kelly?
Yeah.
Nah, Bob's
got, he's got little of George the Animal Steele.
Bob's not
right. That's an old reference. Who's going to get that now?
What, George the Animal Steele reference?
I think so.
Yeah, people would get George Animal
Steele. Oh, we would.
I was going to say, hello.
You didn't get it?
You like wrestling.
By the way, he really
like wrestling. Ew.
He's a wrestler. Teacher.
Who likes wrestling?
Nunzio.
I watched it as a kid.
Yeah, not as an adult. Do you watch wrestling,
I do not watch wrestling.
Thank you. I made fun of WrestleMania and they came after me. I'm like, Jesus.
You're fanatic.
Don't you have families? What's wrong with you?
It's a cult. You can't make fun of them.
It is a cult. It is a cult. Yeah. Hey, Matt, this is for you. Name three bands that played CBGBs, or are you just wearing the shirt?
How about Tomatoes
Band?
Tomatoes Band.
That's right.
He's not Ron. He actually tells the truth.
Tomatoes Band did play CBGBs.
The Carpenters. So I used to go there every night for, every night. It was like three nights a week for me.
Yeah,
3 years.
Okay.
When I lived over at East 5th Street.
Okay.
And it was the one I used to get like six bands or eight bands for $10.
Damn.
And there was all sorts of crazy no name bands at that point. But one of the no name bands was the Sound of Urchin. And I was sitting in there listening to Tomato and his group of rock buddies.
What year are we talking?
90s.
2005.
Oh, okay. 2005.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, Tomato's been on this thing, and he's awesome. We love the Tomato. He does all the social media for Get Pots.
You walk in the men's room, open the door. There's a couple of urinals on the left.
That's even worse.
There's a stage. There's a stage and a toilet and no door. So if you have to take your shit at CB's, you're just open. You're up there displaying everything.
I would do that.
I had to do it in Marine Corps.
I would do it.
And you got to walk past the backstage area to get to the bathroom.
Would you do that? I would do that.
Who sits in
public? Well, if you really got to go.
Wait, you're one of those people? Get out! I don't trust people
in the rock show because I might have to poop later.
I do it in the morning. I get it out of the way.
I don't trust people that can't, take a dump in public.
That regular, God bless your soul.
I don't trust people that can't do it outside their environment. No.
I mean, if it's an emergency, but...
I would go to the Port Authority. I don't
care.
Well,
that is an emergency type toilet.
That's why people
shit.
Not
like, I might take a shit at CB's tonight.
He shits literally in the ocean, so...
Oh, God.
Not in the ocean. That's stupid.
You don't have to wipe.
In the sand?
Right on the shore, and then you let the wave take it out.
I knew it.
And you let the wave take it out.
I knew.
It's like an oscillating bidet.
You're the reason why the beach is polluted.
I was
so natural. That's not pollution.
I was with someone.
Fertilizer for the fish. Fish fertilizer.
I was with somebody. I'll just say somebody at this point. They're probably watching this. And we were all coupled up, Jersey Shore. And we all decided to go out swimming. And we're just kind of hanging out over our heads, just having a lovely, lovely little swim. And this awesome person, absolutely awesome person, he went.
It was Brewer.
And the log popped up. Popped up. And that's what he was going for. He knew everyone would be screaming and yelling, and that thing floated around us for a while, and everyone was losing their minds. And he's awesome for it. Cast Iron Kyle, $1.99. I got it. No, he's not a famous person. I got to get down there one of these days. Yeah, you do, Cast Iron Kyle. What are you waiting for?
Pull up.
Stevie's to reopen.
All right, so I would. Would you dump? You dump in public. I'll tell you who doesn't. Dump
well,
we
define in public.
Well,
that wasn't even a question.
He doesn't dump in public.
What do you mean by in public?
Central Park.
In Central Park.
Yeah. I've shit several times in Central.
Where? What part?
Like when I was like transferring the marriage. Sometimes you have to go. By the way, I got a ticket once.
In Sheep's Meadow.
You're shitting? You got a shitting ticket?
Public for.
Dude, did you frame it? Wait, for what?
I got a ticket once.
Because he sharded it like that's gross.
Because they have like, you know, the cops are on the mopeds and he
saw me.
Like I went up a little hill. If you go around, it's a 6.2 mile loop and I found a little wooden patch. Like I was maybe 15 feet off the running trail and the cop went by and he saw me squatting and he waited.
Oh
he just waited. He waited.
He probably just heard you grunting.
And he said to me, what were you doing? Because I was having a ticket. And I was like, I'm
tickets.
I had to go.
I said, I really had to
go.
And he gave me
a
ticket.
Did you frame the ticket?
Yeah. I don't think I paid it, though.
I mean, did
you wipe your ass with the ticket?
There's a warrant out for your ass arrest.
By the way, he probably should give me a ticket for littering, because obviously, what am I wiping my ass with? My
leaves. Leaves.
No, the underwear.
Oh my God!
No, he's right. Underwear. So that's why they invented the drop ceiling.
So what I did was
you wipe with your underwear and you pop it in the drop ceiling.
I took my Fruit of the
what,
Loom.
What? I'm the only one. What the hell?
Sleeves first or something.
I took my Fruit of the Loom and my whitey tighties turned off, turned cucky, and I threw it in the bushes. You saw me do that. But he could have gave me two tickets. And I was like,
that's a holy grail. That's better than a jaywalking ticket. Yeah. It's a public defecation.
Jaywalking, they don't even give out jaywalking tickets anymore.
We got a pot back there. Anybody who wants in, put $100 in, and the first one who gets a jaywalking ticket gets the pot.
For real?
Yes, sir.
I'm in.
Oh, cool. I'm in. I'm calling my buddy like,
I'm in. Here we go. Obi got a Robin. She's about to agree with everything he says.
Sure.
She's not a booth.
Better, better laugh. Better, better looking.
Just a better laugh.
No, better looking.
Better skin.
And funnier.
Huh?
Robin looks like
better
a foot.
Better hair, better teeth.
You know she looks like a foot.
You're like the bionic woman compared to her.
I mean, you know. Look at that wild hair. You got some wild hair there, JQ. All right, so Ron obviously takes craps in public. Matt, 100. Me, 100.
I mean, I've peed in public, but...
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
I remember...
On purpose?
No! Come on, I'm a lady.
But the shark is not a thing that you can prepare for.
That's not a lady thing. That's just human nature.
Human nature.
Everyone is...
What,
oh, my God.
Do I have permission to say why a lot of times you're late to meet me?
Oh, God, no. I mean,
not it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah,
it's
I have irritable bowel. I have IBS, irritable bowel.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like she's like, I don't want to go. Her thing is, I will not go in
you
public.
Have a coffee in the morning to get it out the way, and then you're
that's
free and clear. That's it.
You will not go in public. I have. Dude, I was at Limelight once, and they took all the doors off the doors because
they took all the doors off the doors
and the windows off the windows.
They took all the doors off the doors.
They took the dolls. They took the doors.
Dolls.
Jesus Christ,
how many fucking places you go?
And so, because everyone's doing so much drugs, so like, if you went to the bathroom, everyone is doing the coke poopies.
I remember that? I don't.
You ever been to Limelight?
No, I've never been to Limelight.
In your heyday, you didn't go to Limelight?
Is that the old church?
Yes.
I never went.
On 6th Avenue.
I never went.
You know how many ounces of cocaine I dropped in my underpants?
Have you been to Limelight?
His face could get buried real quick.
Wait, is that why you got arrested in Thailand?
No, that was something different.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about why he got arrested in Thailand. He told us some fake story, and we all had to sit here and make believe it was real.
Yeah. Gotcha.
When I was told that.
To Spain. Michael Donald, hold on. $5. Dancing days are here again. A summer evening. Grow.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Of course.
A little poetic. Very nice.
Back again?
That lady's very attractive.
Oh,
and her head isn't that big.
It's
forced perspective. I'm using a camera that look how big Ron's fucking head is.
Yeah. It's tiny.
And Matt has no fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
That lady's very attractive. And she's a swinger.
I read about swingers.
Swinger.
I know swingers.
Swinger. She's got pineapple tattoos.
Okay.
Sorry, honey. I know she's watching.
A lot of pineapple tattoos in this room. Yo, look who's there. Wait, what is this guy?
You guys know Russell Peters, right?
I know Russell Peters.
Say hello to Russell Peters, everybody.
Russell, Opie.
Hey.
What's up, bro? How are you? Good. Well, come on over.
Come on over.
We're at 72nd Street. Come on over.
Nice and warm, man.
Opie, put the face on the camera.
Give me a minute and I'll try to get it.
All right, Russell Peters.
Yay!
Hey!
All right, see, nice. Warm welcome.
Oh my God, who's Russell Peters?
I think we hate black people.
All right, that's it. We're taking your comedian.
It sounds familiar.
We're taking his comedian card away.
Russell Peters is literally does stand up for the world.
Oh yeah, that Russell Peters.
You should do my radio show. He invited to meet many of his shows.
Oh my God, Russell Peters.
I'll explain. So I saw him at Radio City Music Hall. He does specific jokes for the crowd, like, all right, the next few are for the Somalians that are here and the Filipinos. He does comedy for the world.
Yes.
And he knows all the nuances of all the different countries.
Like in the comedy world. Like
he's
like,
a god, dude.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So he tours like
you don't know shit.
He's atheist.
He just said, hey, kid, I'm in your city. I said, come on by. Arenas. I don't know how close he is, but he might get to stop by. I want to apologize to Anthony for having a black person on my live stream. What happened?
Shitting bricks.
What?
He's shitting bricks right now.
What happened?
I mean, he'll post something on Twitter. Yeah. He's so bad.
What happened?
Oh.
No, I'll leave Anthony alone. Jesus Christ. He wished me and my family a very Merry Christmas.
Just now?
I think we're good. I don't know.
Yeah. Today? What year?
Look, John Paul's frustrated. The over-talking is maddening. When Opie talks, zip it.
That's what he
said. Thank you.
And then we said, no.
All right, I'm sorry. We're just happy that we figured out the technical issue. It seems like it was a bad port.
A bad port? You got bad port.
Put it in the wrong hole. You put it in the wrong hole.
That explains the relationship I was in for 5 years.
Bad port? Wow, you had a bad hole. Robert, you wrong hole.
Yeah.
Wait,
Portuguese wine. It's a bad port.
A bad port. All right, that's why, Robert, you're married twice, right?
No, just once.
All right, good for you.
One and done.
Anybody else on the earthquake? It was a bust, really, right? Yeah. Earthquakes in New York is fake.
And fuck this New York earthquake shit, all right?
Exactly.
It was New Jersey.
Wow, we can't have anything.
you just want our attention, little foot. Stop trying to get our attention. We know you're there, Jersey.
What? You mean Newark? No, I said New York.
Where was it?
Newark?
Where was it? Plainfield?
Lebanon.
It was right by Ben.
Lebanon. Yeah. Now let's get into the eclipse.
All right. Let's talk about the eclipse.
It stunk.
Yeah.
My wife did it up nice. She got us a nice picnic together. We had a nice spot. We had the glasses. We had everything, but it stunk. I thought it was going to get a lot darker. We're darker here today than the eclipse.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean, man? It's gonna get a little darker.
So let me ask you.
Oh shit! Here we go. Yes.
Do you think men and women can be platonic friends?
Yes.
As long as they can fuck a little bit.
What? Come on.
I think it's a yes.
I think it's a little tough.
How you have
or if one of them's
a friend right there. Right? You got
Jennifer Ferris is cool, but yeah. I think it's tough to have a platonic female friend. What?
I said you're a platonic friend.
I think it's hard for guys to have platonic female friends.
Ron's my platonic friend.
Ron's gay.
And he doesn't watch
the TV.
It's never my choice.
I think it's possible, sure, but I think it's also. What do you think, Matt? It's tough, right?
I already expressed my opinion.
If there's no attraction, you could be friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys are platonic friends.
We're platonic friends.
You never felt something.
Never.
Get back on mic, Ron. No one can hear you over there.
Never, ever, ever. I'm not
his type. Trust me, we're not gonna.
He's not my type, and it works. That's it.
Here's what I've noticed with her male friends.
Oh boy!
They all think
they're hung like
they're
all
a shot.
Yo, you with that white boy?
They do.
They think I'm tapping into.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. My ex was. Jealous.
They don't like it. They don't like it when a white boy is with a beautiful black woman.
Yeah, we would go out to dinner. We would have drinks. So here's the thing: the times I've introduced you to my exes and my dates, you steal them from me. It's like a romance. It's like, hey, put Ron on the phone.
I'm a very charismatic guy. And it's probably like the first white guy they met who wasn't like a parole officer.
Ronnie.
Good one.
Right. You gotta stay over that one.
Oh, damn. That's a good question. Do you know the word schwoogie?
Isn't that
bad? Oh my God! Wait,
is that bad?
Schwoogie?
You can't say Schwoogie anymore?
No, actually, they forgot.
Is that like the nutty?
In the toilet.
Sounds like a teddy bear.
Schwoogie's another word.
What's a
for
Schwoogie?
Absolutely
black.
Not. Absolutely not. Black. Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Oh, just stop right there?
No,
that's not a bad word.
Is it bad?
It sounds sweet.
Oh my God!
Do you,
do you know what the word means? Do you know what the word
means? No, I never heard of it.
Wait, we lost.
No, but she said.
No, it's Schmoogie.
I'll tell you right now, we lost Robert. That means it's a bad word.
What's it mean?
Off screen.
I have no idea what it means.
Do you know what it means?
Saving your ass, boy. No, someone brought it up. We had a boss in Boston, and he would.
It's definitely fucking Boston word.
He always had to save me and Anthony's ass. And one day he bitched that he had to bring a check to the Schwoogies.
All right. I mean,
it does sound bad that way. When you put it that way.
That's the short version. Okay. And he definitely said that word, and I never heard it before
honestly,
in my life.
I thought it was a souped up schwoogie.
All right. Get over here, little fuck. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
It sounds like a toy. Okay.
It sounds like a stuffy, cushy.
Yeah. All right, look. No, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it in a nice way. He wanted to be on the golf course, and instead he had to deliver a giant check.
That
was
his mistake.
I'm not
going
to say the word again, Robert.
I was just letting you hold the check up.
All right. Jennifer first told me I can't say the word, so let's stop. All right. So Ron brought a story.
Well, you want to switch with me while I go somewhere else for a while?
Phone to fact check there.
I want to hear a damn story.
This is the smart one.
Right? Ron, hand me that.
Hey, Ron, can you get us beers before you do the story?
Phone. There you go.
Yeah, we need the. We
just got to have my fact check ready to go. You know what? Facts matter. Facts
matter. I got a beer. I'm going to get a beer.
Get a beer.
Oh, we have
I'm going to have one more beer. I'm going to need my fact check ready.
Ron always writes me and goes, I got this. I want to talk about this on the live stream. And
don't. Ron. Jesus fucking Christ.
Why did you just say?
He just bit the cookie.
Wait, get over here, Jake.
I double dip so
why? Is that why? Oh,
my God.
Get over
Come
here.
Come on. He just bit the cookie and put it back.
Ah, blow up, everybody.
No, you don't do that.
Don't grow up.
Why not?
Everybody knows you don't
real.
Do that.
We're all friendly here.
And we all know where your mouth has been.
Not with you.
Where is his mouth then?
I don't know.
It's all yours now.
No idea.
We think he's a virgin.
God damn it.
He's a virgin.
He has the health department.
No, he has the Kevorkia, the thing that Kramer had.
Retard eyes?
I'm getting a nerd alert on my shirt.
What?
I buttoned it all the way up today.
No, don't do
no,
that.
No, don't do that.
No, pizza.
It's true.
No, I mean, your nose buttoned up, Mike.
Rip him, dude.
He needs a chest.
One more.
I'm going one more. F Alabama, Mike.
Almost.
How about that? How about that, Mike? F Alabama. That's what I do now.
All right.
So.
Ron's going to tell a story.
Ron's got a story.
Everyone's going to listen intently.
Dopey. Says, hey, Ron, you know, I like when you do the show to have a nice story to tell to the audience.
Get to it.
So here's the. So,
why are you explaining how a pre-interview works? Just tell the fucking story.
So here's the deal.
I don't like.
This is how you lie to 85 people.
I don't like you doing this.
Just tell the story, Ron.
Tell the story, Ron.
My mother had a. Oh.
That's pretty good. In?
All right, next.
That was a good story, Ron. Thank you. Let's hear it for Ron.
Oh,
what an amazing story. I don't know. Maybe the Wi-Fi went out and you missed the last 20 minutes. That was an amazing story.
Thank you.
I know. What?
Everyone
what's up?
Your mother.
Your mother.
Hold on. I'm
going to
help
her.
Damn. Of course, the guy who owns the place gets the
challenge. What a gentleman. Right. What a gentleman.
Thank you.
What a gentleman.
And what a gentle woman.
Thank you, Jazzy Plaza.
Yeah.
Horse perspective, my beer is as big as everybody else's luck.
Bullshit.
But there it is. Look. Look.
Bullshit.
It's just as big.
Your beer is bigger than hers.
What do you say? L'chaim?
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Or cheers.
No. I don't drink. No, I don't
you
drink.
You leave Chaim out of this.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not drinking to the devil. No.
By the way, we said Chaim, the guy came up.
He did, out of the kosher talk. You saw that, right?
What?
Do you remember the day the rat was loose?
Yeah.
You know that Matt didn't know about that day when the rat was loose?
That was
Matt's establishment, but next door.
Right. It was like everyone was yelling and screaming and people were running. Opie posted the video. There was like, not here.
Not here.
There were kosher rats at the kosher butchery.
Yeah, Scott Watson killed it with his bare hands.
Oh my God, by the way.
He did.
One of the guys here stepped on a rat and like the eyeballs popped out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool. Yeah. Cool story, bro. I'm a fan of all animals. I'll go Dennis Leary. I don't like that we only protect the cute ones.
That's a good 32-year-old.
Yeah, I'm a fan of all animals. And now they sell rats in pet stores. They used to be like feed for steaks, but now they actually
rat in the 90s.
Yeah, they actually now sell them as actual pets. So, Ron, to you, what's the story about?
So here's the deal. Let me give you a little more insight into the Ronnie Berman.
Oh boy, Jesus!
My mother.
Here we go.
Had a very serious gambling problem.
Oh damn!
And my mother spent most of her money on lottery tickets, scratch tickets. And as a child, I really did spend my summers and weekends. Spring and summer. I spent every weekend there because I was in school. And then in summer, was out of school. I mean, we were there probably 3-4 days a week. My mother would take me to the Greyhound dog track.
Oh, my God.
So I spent my youth at the Greyhound dog track in New Hampshire. And my mother would always bet on the dog that – the last dog that took a shirt of piss, that's who she would bet on.
The lightest one.
That was her theory.
But how did she know when the last dog did that?
No, she would
watch
me.
She would
take me all the way down to the end of the track where the dogs were before they would come out. My mother was crazy. She was monitoring all the dogs.
All right.
Anyways, long story short, I ended up breaking my ankle there, and she's like, don't tell your father. My father figured out I did not break my ankle in the playground. My father's like, where were you? And so we figured that out. So this is my mother had a serious gambling problem, and she had to
because she was betting on the dogs. That's a tough gamble.
In New Hampshire, you didn't even go to Suffolk Downs.
Underground.
I just remember like every time
my dog races, it was cockfighting.
Yeah.
Every time my mother would go into like a Cumberland Farms or like one of those places, she wasn't going for like coffee. It's lottery tickets and scratch tickets.
Did she ever win big?
I'm not even sure. I mean, I don't
know.
She
wouldn't tell you.
How do I know? I'm a little kid. So
that's how you got into Northeastern.
So this would be a typical time going shopping at the supermarket. We would go in. This is true.
Carpool with the carpenters.
We would go in and I would make a beeline. This is true. I would make a beeline to the where the eggs were, the dairy section. And I would open up a carton and I would take two eggs, one in each hand. I swear to God, every time. And then I would take two eggs and then I'd walk down the aisle and no one's talking. I'd go bam, bam. And I would always break two eggs. I don't know why. So I would be walking down the aisle with my mother. Let's say the bakery section. She would open up a package of Entenmann's.
Oh, damn.
Take out a pastry or a donut and eat it and then put it back. We're walking down the kindergarten.
Oh, that's where you get it from.
That's why you're buying the cookies and putting them back.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know why you guys are freaking out. Dude.
Because it was a communal plate of cookies. Fuck.
Like, plus, she told us you had bed bugs and you haven't done your laundry in 3 months. What do you think?
So
at least she was
if
hot.
We were going.
Right.
My mother. So we would go down the candy aisle. She opened up a Snickers bar, take a bite, put it back.
Your mom was doing this?
Yes. My mother, while shopping, would eat while shopping and then just keep putting stuff back on the shelves, take gum, put it back. And I remember one time a guy like in a tan coat was actually watching us. I really did remember
this. Flashes at Obama.
No, but I really do remember this. And then my mother's in front of the meat section. Like she's in front of the meat section with a purse.
The last time.
And she literally goes like this, and she takes a pot roast and puts it in her purse.
Pot roast?
Yes. Nice.
There's a good part of the story.
She takes the pot roast, puts it in her purse, and then maybe like 5 minutes later,
it's cooked.
The guy with the tan coat comes through the and grabs my mother's arm.
Can we laugh at that?
I didn't hear what he said.
Your mom's bush cooked the pot roast.
Oh, wow.
5 minutes.
Is this a 70s Bush?
It's got to be 70s
My mother's?
Yeah,
70s. 70s Bush.
It's so 70s, she has an Afro pick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
It was like she was making Jiffy Pop popcorn in her underwear.
She's like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Licking chicken.
Anyways, this is true, dude. The guy, the guy grabs my mother's arm and goes, "Ma'am, we saw you put the pot roast in your brush." She's like, "Get your hand off me!
Prove it!
Get away from me! And he's like, "Ma'am, we saw you put the pot roast in your brush. Please come with us. Do not make a scene."
Oh, really?
And he goes, "Please come with us. Do not make a scene. We don't want to call the authorities."
Why are you telling the world this?
All right, so what happened?
Fuck her.
It's gonna get worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it.
So he takes us into the office where the manager is. So it's the manager, it's the security guard, my mother and I. And he goes, "Ma'am, we saw you put the pot roast in your purse, and we have it on camera. And in the Academy Award, go to," because what my mother's about to say never fucking happened.
What else?
She takes the pot roast out. He goes, all of a sudden, water.
Right, right.
And she's like, "Please, please don't call the police. Don't, my son, please. My husband beats me if I spend too much money on food.
100%.
Please, my husband beats me. Please, I'm just trying to feed my family. My son, please." The manager looks at me. I can't believe I remember this. The manager looks at me and goes, "Son, is this true? Does your father hit your mother?" My mother looks at me with a look. Mother's a very scary person.
Right.
My father was in the mafia. My father was afraid of my mother.
Dad was in the mafia and he was afraid of your mom.
Yes. My mother, bull dyke lesbian Polish women are.
Oh, like Polish. Fucking,
yeah, scary as fuck.
And she's like, "You better play ball."
So the man, I've
sparred with Polish women.
Yeah, they're not fun. And the manager looks at me and he goes, "Son, is this true? Does your father hit your mother?" And I don't know what to do. I'm a little kid.
Right.
And I look at my mother and she went, "Ronnie, Ronnie." And I realize, well, if I don't play ball, I'm gonna get the shit beat out of me. And I literally go, "Yeah, my dad hits my mom. Like, yeah, he beats her. A lot of backhands." And then the guy goes, "Okay,
no.
We're not gonna press charges. We're not gonna have you arrested. If you step, I remember this. He goes, "If you step 1 foot inside the supermarket again, we are going to have you arrested immediately."
So
we get, by the way, my mother drove a green Comet. Remember those cars?
Oh, my God.
Dude, sure. But that was the car. A green Comet.
On your clothes.
Can I tell you something? The seat I sat in, the passenger seat, you could see the pavement.
But that's nice.
Oh, they rusted out, So we're in the car. We're in the green Comet. And my mother looks at me and goes, "Ronnie, you don't say a fucking word to your father. If you do, I will beat the living shit out of you. And I swear to God, my mother would say this to me. I will sell you to the Arabs."
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's a Jewish thing, but my mother would say it at the same time. "Ronnie, I'm going to sell you to the Arabs."
It's more a Jewish thing.
That's your community. Yeah.
So, by the way, my father never
missed the Arabs,
but my father did find out about me breaking my ankle at the dog track in New Hampshire because he gave me the fucking Nancy Drew. What were you playing on? How did you fall? Who were you with? And I was like, and he went, "Why did you lie to me?" And I'm like, "We're at the dog track." And he went, "God damn it."
Dude, she bet on the dogs. That's crazy.
Can I tell you something? My mother would go, "Ronnie, let's go." We'd be at my father. My mother was the waitress at my father's bar. And then she'd be like, all right, Kenny, we're going. Kenny, I'm taking the kid to the park." And then she would just take a handful of money out of the drawer and we'd go to the dog track.
Oh my God. How much did she lose that she had to go into a program?
Like, probably.
Did you guys get to eat the pot roast?
She probably did.
Whatever happened to the pot roast?
They didn't put it back on the shelf. Those motherfuckers! You put it back on the shelf.
By the way,
when you're cooking it,
the last time I saw the pot roast was on the manager's desk. And my mother, I'm telling you, like, maybe it's the reason I'm in the SAG Actors Guild. That was in the Academy Awards. My mother was like,
"So perfect timing."
And I literally was like, "Yeah, he gives her backhands."
All right, so question. Would you get beat with the belt or with the your toys or like?
No, it was all
I got a belt.
Nap.
I got a belt.
Oh, you never got snakes?
No, it was all fucking ass. She never touched me.
Oh,
oh wait. Like, for us, it was the Hot Wheels track.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The only thing my mother did physically to me.
We don't want to hear this, Ryan.
I did have a salty mouth because my father owns a biker bar. So,
all those balls.
She would buy bars of soap, not just for washing. Dude, I lived with a bar of soap in my mouth. She would go like she would be cutting. She'd be like this, like cutting my.
That's lips. Hack.
That's a hack.
She did though. She
hack.
Did.
Hack fit.
And by the way,
wooden spoon back in the upper legs.
And,
cheers.
And this is a true story too.
Martin, another shot to kill.
Yeah.
Empty again.
Yeah, well,
empty again.
By the way, this is probably what Jesus Christ got. A chalice.
Nice.
That's how Matt survived story.
Ceviche is Italian.
No, but shoplifting is up, though. I mean, I just saw a white woman shoplift in CVS.
Hold on. Can I open
it? Is that your mom?
Wait, white people are shopping?
Yeah, white people are shopping. I thought it was
white people be shopping.
Yeah.
They're just like us now.
And listen, they can't arrest, they can't like touch them, they can't arrest them.
The
they
word is
let
out.
Them
also, who cares?
Yeah.
CVS employees not
going to
care.
Exactly.
And I honestly don't care if they rip off the CVS because when I go there for my AA batteries, they're, you know,
$87 for
they're price gouging me.
By the way, you ever seen the receipt? It's like a small tree.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, the word got out that as long as it's under $500, they ain't going to
do nothing. Right, they let them go.
So now people could just go in with shopping carts and just take whatever they want.
Yeah, but they can't take anything. Everything's locked up now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Things that were never locked up.
Can I do that with
Al?
Ron, we all live in 2024. We know. You don't have to explain. You have to push the button.
I don't shop that much, so.
And then they have the key, and you get your stupid toothpaste, and then you move on to the next thing. And then you're competing with everybody else at the CVS that is pushing the stupid button. We all know, right? Yes. What I learned today is that Ron turned his mother into an angry lesbian.
Ooh, I think my father did.
Wait, did your mom, was she always a lesbian? Like, how did that, well, obviously.
I did ask her.
How did she finally admit that she had to live that way?
She said she always knew she was into women, but, you know, she was in her mid-30s and the families knew each other. And I did say to my mother, like, why? And she said, Ronnie, I truly believe that if I got married and had a child, it would go away. That's what she truly believed.
Why would you be the guy saying why? You wouldn't be here.
Huh? No, it's all meant
you
to
be.
Be
here, right?
Yeah.
I am a light unto the world.
Yeah.
By the way,
all right,
before
slow your roll.
I want to say something that you brought up because it's funny.
Thank you.
So when you said, "Hey, did your mother end up cooking the pot roast?" That would be fucking impossible. My mother. This is true. My mother tried to cook Thanksgiving once, and because the skin was golden brown and crispy, she thought it was done. An inch and a half in, it was solid, frozen. My mother doesn't know how to cook. I don't know why she was still on a pot roast to begin with. She doesn't know how to cook. I lived off of Chinese food. I really did.
Pot roasts are awesome. Let me ask you this. Was your dad kind of mortified that his wife turned into a lesbian? Considering your dad was a mafia guy?
I don't know his name.
When I walked into
your dad kill people?
He's like... Somebody.
Not personally.
Oh my God! You just paused. You just paused.
Yeah, that was a long pause.
Oh, deep dark secret.
Yeah, it's coming out.
But was your dad like kind of embarrassed that your mom turned into a
the guy who married my father's sister.
The guy who married my father's sister. Okay, got
Moishe it. Moishe Sapochnik spent 17 years in and out of prison.
For things, let's just say for things.
Well, he was a enforcer.
Leslie Larson goes great. Another story. So, was your dad like? Did he ever talk to you about his wife turning lesbo?
When I went into my father's bar, my father was in the kitchen cooking because he was also the chef, and he said, "What are you doing here at this time of the day?" And I said, "Oh, Ma said she'll be back in a couple weeks, and she dropped me off." And he literally dropped to his knees. I mean, he was heavy, so you could feel it. And he dropped to his knees, and I've never seen my father cry before. Not just cry, like, you know,
because he had to take care of you.
Hey. So you know when you cry so you know when you cry so much you hyperventilate.
Yeah.
And he was I've never seen that before. It was weird. And
but he said
he was devastated. He said he goes, Ronnie, I loved her. And I don't think he did know.
I had
I'm not sure, but my before this happened, for like the a year or two before, my mother would take me to these women's houses, and she would take
All right, let's slow down with this.
So,
all right, slow down. So, Ronnie, why don't you play? Well, I'll be upstairs for next. Yeah, you're gonna tell us about these women's houses.
This one woman, my mother would go over to.
No,
visit.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, and
they're not here.
She seemed like pretty athletic. Like she seemed like she played rugby. You know what I mean? And I just remember like when I would go, they would put me in another room with a typewriter. They go, Ronnie, tell it, make a story for us. So I would have, you know, the typewriter. You go like that. It would go bink, bink. So I would make stories while they were in another room, you know, mowing the lawn.
Oh my God! Really?
So my mother was having a fit.
My mother's working on the carpet.
My mother was bringing me to her lover's houses, cheating on my father.
Who's in the mafia?
Who was in the mafia? And I don't think my father knew. I really didn't. Listen, for a bulldog lesbian, my mother's kind of attractive. I mean, look at me.
That's what I was gonna say.
And she's with a Kennedy now.
She is. So,
an actual Kennedy. Yeah. Can we see the picture of the Kennedy? I won't show it on screen. Can you show us?
I understand, like, how lesbians get
No, but, like, they publish a very famous...
How much fun is doing this?
It's not a
It's
still stuck to your ass, you know.
Where's Ronnie going?
He's going to go look at pictures of the quarters.
You missed the doozy of a story, man.
No, I didn't.
I don't get it. You have a plastic rubber apparatus you strap on.
Whoa, hey! What's up? Wrong show. Go find Jimmy. This is the wrong show for this stuff.
Uh oh, here he comes. He's back.
Boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo, boo.